Thou art all fair, O my love, and there is no spot in thee. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the Old Testament, God once pronounced a very mysterious sentence to the King Solomon when he wrote the book of the Canticle of Canticles, which is a sentence I have just told you. Thou art all fair, O my love, and there is no spot in thee. Who was that friend of the Holy Ghost, whose soul is so fair that it is not defiled with the least spot or stain? All men who come into this world are contaminated with sin, though their lives should last but an hour. For behold, says the royal prophet David, I was conceived in iniquities, and in sins did my mother conceive. That is, all men are born under the ban of original sin, children of wrath. Who then is that immaculate friend of the Holy Ghost, on whom Solomon the king heard, in whom sin has no business and no room whatsoever? Thou art all fair, and there is no spot in thee. That friend of the Holy Ghost, it is no other than the Blessed Mother of God, the Blessed Virgin Mary. She alone is exempt from the universal sinfulness, from the universal cursing pronounced upon mankind. She alone, from the very instant of her existence, enjoyed the complacency of the Holy Ghost and of the whole Most Holy Trinity. Today is therefore truly a day without clouds, without shadows, because sin in this feast is completely excluded, and in this feast the old serpent is crushed under her spotless feet. Thou art all fair, O my love, and there is no spot in thee. It is because she was conceived without original sin, and because she was the mother of God, that she receives from the Scriptures, the fathers of the Church, and the Church herself, all kind of praise. St. Louis de Montfort, who said, Mary is the supreme masterpiece of Almighty God, and He has reserved the knowledge and possession of her for Himself. She is the glorious Mother of God the Son, who chose to humble and conceal her during her lifetime in order to foster her humility. He called her woman, as if she were a stranger, although in his heart he esteemed and loved her above all men and angels. Mary is the sealed fountain and the faithful spouse of the Holy Ghost, where only he may enter. She is the sanctuary and resting place of the Blessed Trinity, where God dwells in greater and more divine splendor than anywhere else in the universe, not excluding his dwelling above the cherubim and seraphim. Pope Pius IX said in his Apostolic Constitution on December 8, 1854, speaking about the sentiments again of the fathers of the church, he says the following: "This sublime and singular privilege of the Blessed Virgin, together with her most excellent innocence, purity, holiness, and freedom from every stain of sin, as well as the unspeakable abundance and greatness of all heavenly graces, virtues, and privileges, these, the fathers, beheld in that ark of Noah, which was built by divine command, and escaped entirely safe and sound from the common shipwreck of the whole world. In the ladder which Jacob saw reaching from the earth to heaven, by whose ranks the angels of God ascended and descended, and on whose top the Lord himself leaned. In that bush which Moses saw in the holy place burning on all sides, which was not consumed or injured in any way, but grew green and blossomed beautifully. In that impregnable tower before the enemy, from which hung 1,000 bucklers and all the armor of the strong. In that garden enclosed on all sides, which cannot be violated or corrupted by any deceitful plots, as in that resplendent city of God, which hath its foundations on the holy mountains, in that most august temple of God, which radiant with divine splendors is full of the glory of God, and in very many other biblical types of this kind. In such allusions, the fathers taught that the exalted dignity of the Mother of God, her spotless innocence, and her sanctity unstained by any fault, had been prophesied in a wonderful manner. In like manner did they use the words of the prophets to describe this wondrous abundance of divine gifts and the original innocence of the Virgin of whom Jesus was born. They celebrated the august Virgin as the spotless dove, as the holy Jerusalem, as the exalted throne of God, as the ark and house of holiness which eternal wisdom built, and as that Queen who, abounding in delight and leaning on her beloved, came forth from the mouth of the Most High, entirely perfect, beautiful, most dear to God, and never stained with the least blemish. Thou art all fair, O my love, and there is no spot in thee. Concerning Mary, as the old saying says, one can never say enough. De Maria nunquam satis. We could hear, speaking about her praises, for hours and hours, days and days, and yet we will never be able to say enough concerning Mary. We, as her sons, must publish her praises, must increase and in any possible way foster the devotion to her, must ask graces through her, must constantly pray to her, must trust in her, because she is the surest way to Christ, who is the Son of Justice, whose rays of grace he reflects and shares with Mary, who is the mirror of justice, and thus she in turn receives and distributes them to her poor sons. Today, the glories of our Mother are our glories, and her joy is our joy. Let us remain faithful to this Immaculate Virgin all the way until our last day here on earth. And let us rejoice and thank God, for His mercy is forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.